Hello and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is Ken Goodman, and we are broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Thanks for joining us today. It is good to be in the studio today with Jackie Arison and Clint Crabtree and of Levi Hospital, which is, I mean, it's been in town for a long time.
Over 100 years.
We all know where it is. That's what I'm trying to say. 1914, is that right?
Yes.
And so, Director of Development, Jackie?
Yes.
And Clint, Physical
Therapy. Director of Physical Therapy.
Director of Physical Therapy, that's right. Now, one thing I didn't mention or when we were chit-chatting ahead of time, one of my eight majors when I was at Henderson State was therapy. So
awesome.
So I actually attended a class at the facility there.
Oh, very cool.
One of my I'm well-rounded, see, Jackie.
There you go. A man of many talents.
Many majors. And so now we all drive past Levi Hospital like every day, Hot Springs folks. Or and even tourists, it's right down there. But what goes on in there? Let's talk about that, because in the beginning you said it was what?
A full medical surgical facility.
The full on, like in 1914, this was the full Monty, the full hospital.
Mm-hmm. And we still have some residents of Hot Springs that their claim to fame is that they were born at Levi Hospital.
Oh my gosh, really?
If anyone knows Carrie Owen, she will tell you in a heartbeat that she was proudly born at Levi Hospital.
I saw her recently at a Christmas party. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. And her husband Ray serves on our board of directors.
Oh, lovely.
So we have had a connection in the community for a very long
just
time.
Just a stable staple of the community.
But now, what goes on today is we have inpatient psychiatric care for if someone is in crisis mode, suicide attempt, homicidal, suicidal, psychotic. They're typically brought to Levi Hospital through the means of our local emergency rooms or emergency rooms around the state. They're treated, stabilized. They received therapy from Dr. Downs, who's our psychiatrist, and also typically get them back on proper medication. And then there's a plan of care for when they're discharged from our unit to try to help them maintain that stabilization and have a better quality of life moving forward. And then as in conjunction with the inpatient unit, we also have an outpatient program, transitions counseling. And they do counseling, mental health assessments. If you're an adult that feels that you might be suffering from ADD or ADHD and you were never diagnosed as a child, then you have to have a proper diagnosis to receive your medication from your either primary care physician, or we do medication management in that program as well. That's the healing mind, and we like to say that Levi Hospital is here healing mind and body.
Clint can
talk to us more about
now, Jackie,
the other part.
But what about, I mean, during COVID, was a tough stretch, and maybe we're still dealing with some of that, but did we see an uptick on mental health, the decline of mental health? Was there some of that?
You know, it was kind of I don't know how to explain it, kind of a weird wave. Because you would think that we would see more patients, but there was a bit of a decline.
Interesting.
I think because of fear of going to the emergency room and being exposed to COVID.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Okay, I guess that's a good point, yeah.
But then as COVID numbers kind of leveled off, if you will, and vaccinations were being administered, then you know, we saw an uptick in our
admissions and inpatient care, for sure.
That's interesting. Yes, that's kind of the opposite of what I would have expected. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, Clint, we're talking about physical therapy on your end.
Mm-hmm.
So go for it. What, like all kinds?
So, we see a little bit of everything. Uh-huh. And what we have at Levi that's pretty unique is we have a therapy pool that has the hot springs waters. So as a part of your treatment.
Well, look at there.
Yeah, we have lots of tools, but as a part of your treatment, we try to include aquatic therapy with a lot of patients. So we see a good number of back patients. We see a lot of people after surgeries and that type of thing. After injury, you know, any reason you would need physical therapy, that's, we'd see shoulders and backs and knees and everything. And then we have two locations. So at our section line location, we have a overhead harness system that covers the whole room. And so it's really beneficial for people starting to walk or making that transition, say, from an inpatient or spinal cord injuries, strokes, amputees, getting up for the first time. It's a really good tool.
My gosh. Yeah. Wow. And so I imagine you see a lot of situations where people are celebrating, like getting back at it, right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. That part of it is really rewarding to see people get back.
Wow, I imagine so. Okay, so what about section line? Is that something, though, that I'm going to be first diagnosed or helped at the Levi Hospital, and then I'm going to show up at Section Line Road?
So really it's just convenience. I mean, it's just kind of extra space. So you could have all of your treatment at either facility, or you can go back and forth. We have patients that maybe need both, that maybe like the location at Section Line, and they just want to do land-based typical physical therapy there, but one day a week they might come over for aquatic therapy.
Gotcha.
So the systems blend real well, and the therapists share patients, and so it works really well.
Okay, now on the aquatic or the water therapy, is that only at Levi Hospital?
Hospital.
You don't have a system over there, Section Line, huh?
No.
Okay, now, folks who are listening to the podcast right now, and they're like, I need that. Okay, what are they calling? Are they checking on a website? What are we doing?
Yeah, so any of it, really. So for physical therapy, you need a referral from your physician. So, you know, a lot of times we get referrals faxed to us, but we have the capability on the website to make contact. If you want to just know more about our programs, you can go to the website and hit the contact us button on there and put in a little paragraph, and somebody will respond to you, probably me.
And what is the website?
LeviHospital.com.
So it's pretty easy. LeviHospital.com.
That's it.
And I was joking. It's not Levi Jeans.
No,
it's not that at all. LeviHospital.com. Is there a certain phone number that folks can jot down?
Mm-hmm. The main number is 501-624-1281. And that gets you to the switchboard, and they can transfer you to any department that you need to speak to.
Okay.
And as far as referrals for the inpatient psych unit, I would say the majority of those come from emergency rooms here locally as well as around the state. You can also contact Levi Hospital if you are in crisis mode, and we can assist you with admission.
See, that's a good point, because if it's mental health and folks who are listening are like, I don't even have a doctor, they can just contact you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And same thing with transitions. You can be referred from your family physician, or you can refer yourself. You can call transitions and make an appointment to come in for an evaluation.
Yeah, good. And once again, this is mind and body, right? Mind and body.
We need both of those things.
We want to be healthy.
Yes.
And so it's not just about body.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's an excellent point. Excellent point. Hey, I have a question. What next to Levi Hospital is Levi Towers?
Right.
No. Is that still part of your facility?
No, but it was at one point in time.
Okay.
So Levi Towers it's their own separate entity, their own separate board of directors.
Oh.
It's residential living for people who are 55 and older. And I believe it's Section 8 housing. Is that correct?
I think that's right.
People do get confused. I have a lot of people, when I say come to the front door,
they'll drive right
into that circle drive at Levi Towers.
And next thing you know, they're in a room and they're like, what am I doing? Oh, I'm living here.
Oh, right.
So it used to be all together, though, right?
I think, wasn't that the nursing, where the nurses lived? I mean, back in the day, because we have been around for, as we mentioned, over 100 years, Levi Hospital had a nursing school.
I think
that was their dormitory.
Part of their stay, I think that's right.
Okay.
And then through the years, has transitioned into, and then I think at one time we shared a board of directors, but then decided split. That their mission needed to be,
Just a little bit more focus on that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, very good. So So don't pull into the apartment complex.
Right.
That's
if you pull up in the circle drive, you're at the wrong place.
You're in the wrong spot.
Now, we do have a circle drive, but it's in the back of the hospital.
I see.
Tune in to Checked Out, the Garland County Library's new podcast, every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
Ambulances don't come to the hospital. You know, when I think of hospital, I think of...
Yeah, we still have ambulances.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, you know, patients that come in for inpatient psychiatric care will come, the ambulance will come around to the back of the hospital.
I see. Okay.
So if you've gone to an emergency room, a national park or mm-hmm, CHI mm-hmm. or... as I mentioned, anywhere in the state of Arkansas, and they call Levi and say, you know, do you have a bed available? And we say yes, then that patient is transported by ambulance.
Okay, I got you. Now I like to ask this. Are you both Arkansas folk?
Yes.
Hot Springs.
Clint, you're Hot Springs boy?
Yep.
Isn't that something? Where'd you go to school?
Lake Hamilton.
Oh, we got a Lake Hamilton fella. Mm-hmm. All right.
And I have lived in Hot Springs for 30 years, and I came from North Little Rock, which is where I had lived my entire life. So
wow.
I've lived in a very small
circle. So from North Little Rock to Hot Springs, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Made the big trip down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's because I think, and I'm not 100% sure, but I'm like Lysol 99.9, that everyone we have interviewed for these businesses – are Arkansas people.
Yeah, nice.
And that's really an interesting point. It's good because when I think when people are listening and they're like, you know, I want to find out more, maybe they feel a little bit more comfortable knowing that y'all just some Arkansas folk. And Clint's a Hot Springs boy.
Yeah.
I know.
So
down home and neighborly.
That's right. Now, Clint, I got to ask you, though, did you go to college in Arkansas?
I did. Yeah, so my physical therapy degree is from UCA.
Okay.
And then my undergraduate's from Henderson.
Okay, all yeah. right. That's
and I graduated from UCA as well.
What?
Go Bears.
Okay.
Go Bears.
There
that's
we go.
Right.
I sent two of my kids to UCA. Of course, I met my wife when we were students at Henderson State.
Nice.
Well, there we go.
We don't discriminate
we're just
against
kind of
people who transfer.
That's right.
We
like people who transfer
to
Hot Springs.
We can take non-Hot Springs people. Now the water. Are we getting hot springs water?
Hot springs water. So it comes in just like it comes out of the mountain.
Yeah.
But what we do is regulate the temperature by turning it off and on. So once it gets to 98 degrees, we turn it off, and once it gets to 95, we turn it back on. So it's always in that range of comfortable.
Yeah.
Really comfortable. It's like a nice warm bath, but not as hot as a hot tub.
Uh-huh.
It's a really great tool for low back pain or really anything. I was just working with a person on balance in there. So,
oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah, it's lots of things.
The water takes takes a lot of the weight,
yeah,
the pressure,
right.
that mm-hmm. lets you work on things that you need to work on without mm-hmm. the extra
weight bearing.
Yeah, there you go. Now, Jackie, have you been in the water?
Yes, it's lovely.
It feels very nice.
Cannonball.
No swimming.
Talk about your dry needling.
Oh, yeah. So we a new tool. We try to – a lot of our therapists are trained in different things, in different specialties. But we have a couple of therapists. One is me, and then another therapist at our section line clinic that does dry needling, which is a technique where you use acupuncture needles and you put them into soft tissue in certain areas. It's similar to acupuncture if you've ever experienced that, but we don't really follow like – meridians or the chi lines. We kind of work on specific muscle groups. It's a good soft tissue treatment.
Wow. Very unique. Well, that's interesting.
So after they were both certified, they did an in-service for all the other employees in the department, and I volunteered to be their guinea pig. And so they worked on my neck, and I will say that I had instant relief.
Is that right?
And I think,
really good.
I think the neck
wow.
is probably an easy part of your body to have instant relief from the dry needling.
Yeah.
And we worked on my back a couple of times as well, and that took a little bit more mm-hmm. time to feel the benefit of it. But
wow,
so I can vouch for it.
That is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do I have to have my doctor send me over for that?
It's part of a physical therapy plan.
Sure.
You know, when you come, a lot of times we'll receive a referral that just says physical therapy. And then they let us kind of put together a plan of what's the best tools to use. And then we send that back and the doctor signs off on the, this is the plan. And so it's part of that plan.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. You guys, you guys are really focusing on the mind and the body. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And your staff, your doctor's been with you a long time?
Dr. Downs has been with Levi Hospital. Oh, he is the psychiatrist that's over not only the inpatient unit, but he oversees the outpatient program as well. And
I can't even guess.
15 years?
Yeah, I would say.
A good stretch.
I've been there for 9 years. How long have you been there?
21. 21 years.
21 years,
so
Clint.
He came after you.
He came after me, yeah.
So we're thinking somewhere.
I did not know that you were. So you're 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, wait a minute, because I moved here 13, 14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so prior, I don't know. Maybe your math is wrong, Jackie.
No, 9 years. Nine years. And prior to that, I was at the chamber for 7.
I see. Okay. Yep, yep, yep.
So when we first met, I think I was probably at the Chamber of Commerce.
Yes. Okay. Very good. Very
good. And I just moved down the street a little
bit. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And the husband's not too far away, huh?
Right.
Are you able to get together for lunch?
Sure. Of course.
Yeah.
If we can, you know, work it into our busy schedules.
Of course. Now, Clint and Jackie with Levi Hospital focus on the mind and the body. Once again, the website is levihospital.com. It's very simple, levihospital.com. And the phone number one more time.
501-624-1281. You know, I wish it was more simple.
Can't you guys, like, you know, sometimes they do the letters like L-E-V-I. Wouldn't that be good?
That would be fabulous.
But we don't have that, do we? No, we didn't.
It was the number that existed when I came on board.
Okay, I got you.
If I get the number, just come see us.
Exactly. We all know where you are.
That's right.
Don't do the little circle drive in front.
Yeah.
Or can we pop by at Section Line Road and say hey and see the facility?
We have a lot of people that come by before they start therapy because there's a lot of therapy places in town. They want to see where they're going to go, where they're going to be for the next month or two, and what's going to be there. So we have a lot of people that just stop by.
Mm-hmm. Okay, okay.
Welcome it. You know, come by and take a look.
Is the Section Line Road office, earlier you said it's right next to, it's in the same strip where the Arkansas Heart Hospital is.
147 Section Line, Suite A.
Yeah, so, yeah,
Suite A. And if you're familiar with where Arvest Bank is on Section Line Road, mm-hmm. I mean, we're at the end of that.
Yeah, kind of right behind Arvest.
Gotcha.
That center that's just right there next to Arvest.
Is that facility normal business hours?
Normal business hours. They actually open a little early because we have a lot of people that working people that need to come in a little early.
Yeah.
So they start at 7.
Okay.
But,
okay.
You know, they're 7 to 5.
Well, I think the main thing here is that folks, mind and body, think Levi, right?
And one more important thing to note, when you go to your physician and he recommends that physical therapy would be a good plan for you, and perhaps your doctor, you know, works for a hospital that already has a physical therapy program and they want to keep it, you know, within the family, so to speak, you as a patient always have a choice.
Okay.
So if you would like to come to Levi Hospital and take advantage of the thermal waters or the very personal care that we deliver, you can ask your physician or basically tell your physician that you would like to be referred to Levi Hospital.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Because
that's a great
point. We have a tendency to just go with whatever our doctor says. But if you have a good, open relationship with your doctor, you have a say in the care that is provided to you.
That's a great point, Jackie. And again, Levi Hospital has been around since 1914. I mean, let's at least do our research.
Yes.
Hey, thanks, Jackie and Clint with Levi Hospital. It's been good to talk to you today.
You too.
We look forward to seeing you around. And we will visit Levi Hospital anytime, right?
Yes, come on by.
That's right.
Check it out. All right. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. I'm Ken Goodman. Thanks for listening.